أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah and in particular section 4. Yesterday we looked at Ayat 40 to 48, which is in essence an invitation to submission to the Bani Israel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving them a 12-point directive, beginning with reminding themselves of the ni'mah, of the favor of Allah towards them. Before we look at the next part, which is literally milestone events from the history of Bani Israel, I think it's necessary for us to understand who are the Bani Israel. So today I'm going to look at a rough timeline so that we have the picture in our mind before we go to the milestone events. Jeffrey Katzenberg, who is the producer of Prince of Egypt, said that I have 88 minutes to tell the life of Moses. We've edited God, but we've not rewritten him. I've got just about 10 minutes to tell you about Bani Israel. So let's start with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He has two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. We're going to look at Ishaq. Ishaq has a son called Yaqub. Yaqub alayhi salam, his other name is Israel. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam has 12 sons, two of whom were Yehuda and Yusuf. These are the two that are of importance to us at the moment. Now all his sons were called Bani Israel, the sons of Israel. So here's where it starts. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers throw him in a well. He is taken to Egypt, and from being a slave, he becomes the chief treasurer. There's a famine. His brothers come to Egypt looking for food. They find him, bring their father, and eventually settle there. And they live in prosperity. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam dies there, as does Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Later, the Bani Israel become enslaved by the Egyptians, and they become laborers in construction of the buildings, in particular the pyramids. Prophet Musa alayhi salam is born amongst them. He takes them out of Egypt through the miracle of the parting of the seas. Fir'aun drowns here, and we're told he might be Ramesses II or his son Minfita. They get to the other side and they're thirsty. It's a desert. Prophet Musa alayhi salam is commanded to hit the rock with his staff. 12 springs, one for each of the tribes, comes up. Prophet Musa is called up by Allah to Mount Sinai for 40 days to get the laws of the Torah. He leaves his brother Harun behind. Well, Bani Israel make a golden cow to worship. When Prophet Musa comes down, he's angry. Allah ordains a punishment of death for those who instigated this. Bani Israel refuse to accept the Torah until they see God. Musa alayhi salam takes 70 of the best of them up the mountain. As they look ahead, a thunderbolt strikes. And they are killed, and then they are brought to life. They come down and bear witness to what they have seen. Some of them still protested. Mount Sinai is raised above them. Finally, they accept. They reach the gates of Palestine, and they are told to enter and fight the people there. They refuse. They say, we're not going to do that. You go, Musa. Those people are strong. They are punished. They wander in the desert for 40 years. The second generation are born here. A murder occurs. The murderer cries or raises a cry of revenge. They come to Musa alayhi salam. They are ordered to sacrifice a cow. And because of the golden calf incident, in their head they still see that as important, so they make excuses, ask lots of questions. Finally, they slaughter a cow, and the tail is placed on the murdered person, and he wakes up and exposes the murderer. They are provided manna and salwa as provision, that's quails, as salwa, and manna is grains. It was sort of pollen that could actually grow in the desert, or some say it was the sap of the ash tree. So they got their proteins and their carbs, but they wanted more. They wanted what they had in Egypt. They wanted cucumbers and lentils and onions and garlic. They missed the food of Egypt that came with their slavery. And in essence, they're told, are you replacing the freedom, the dignity and independence with slavery, humility and abasement just because you want your food? What you're really asking for is Egypt again, and a prison in essence. Prophet Harun dies and is buried in Mount Hor in Sinai. Prophet Musa dies, and he chose Yusha bin Nun, or Joshua, as his successor. Yusha bin Nun leads them to Palestine and orders them to enter with humility. The word used was hitta. They changed it to hinta, which means, I want more wheat. They were punished with the plague. After Yusha bin Nun dies, they become divided. They killed the other messengers who came to them, the people of Canaan, subjected them to punishment, slavery, and humiliation, stole their treasures, including the Ark of Covenant. This is the Tabut al-Ahad, which is mentioned in Ayah 248, which contained artifacts from the household of Musa and Harun alayhislam. Prophet Samuel appoints Talut as leader of the Bani Israel to be able to fight Jalut, Goliath. They refuse to accept Talut because he's poor and he's from a different lineage. Allah makes sure that they get back their Ark of Covenant so that they accept Talut. Dawood, a young soldier in Talut's army, kills Jalut, or Goliath. Talut dies, and Prophet Dawood alayhislam consolidates the Bani Israel. He makes Jerusalem the capital. Palestine prospers, and then his son, Prophet Suleiman, takes over. In Jerusalem, on a huge rock, Prophet Sulaiman al-Islam builds a beautiful temple to draw people to be able to worship Allah. Today it's known as the Dome of the Rock. So with this short synopsis of the timeline of the Bani Israel, we can now move forward and look at the next section, or the next part of section 4, which is Ayah 49-74. Here we will look at the milestone events from the history of Bani Israel. They're not in chronological order, but each of them is a lesson. The incident of the cow, from which the surah takes its name, is particularly interesting. And finally, do you remember the 12 sons of Yaqub? And I mentioned two of them, Yusuf and Yehuda. Well, the Bani Israel of today, who may be called the Jews, get their name from Yehuda. Yehudi comes from Yehuda. And Judaism comes from the same source, which is Judah. Inshallah, more tomorrow.